Welcome back to Ask Me Another. We're live in San Francisco, and you are listening to another hour of trivia, puzzles, and word games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and please welcome our very important puzzler, Danny Pudi.
Hello, San Francisco.
We are so pleased to have you. We are huge fans of Community, and we love your character, Abed. And we sort of think, actually, he would probably fit in pretty well here as a contestant, no?
He would do pretty well in this game.
Yeah.
he's sort of an encyclopedia of pop culture. In many ways, he's been misunderstood his whole life. Very focused and very into things, and his passion currently is film.
So would you say you were 100% different from your character?
Not 100%. I mean, there's definitely things that I was doing that was awkward. I mean, I lit myself on fire. I would spend a lot of time memorizing statistics off of baseball cards when I was a kid.
How did you light yourself on fire?
It was a dare. I was into burning things at that time in my life. I was 14, and I decided to put some lighter fluid on some bushes. They burned. It works. That's a myth. That is confirmed. Then it progressed, and I decided to write my name, Pudi, in lighter fluid on my shorts, and then light it and run through the park so everyone would see Pudi, like, on fire, like Hunger Games style, before Hunger Games. I didn't realize that the material that I was wearing was very flammable, and it quickly burned, and it got out of hand very quickly. Stop, drop, and roll doesn't work as well as you think it does. And then I had to ride my bike into the emergency room and told them I lit myself on fire. Proudest moment of my life!
So I love the spoofs that you guys do on Community. They are bizarre and so creative. My Dinner with Andre, Westerns and action movies, Matrix, Die Hard, Terminator. Did you grow up watching all of this stuff? So when you were given, you know, they're like, all right, we're going to do this. You're like, yeah, I'm on it. Or do you go home and do tons of research?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I definitely grew up with it. I couldn't wait when I was a kid, like for Friday nights, me, my brother, my sister would go to Blockbuster. Oh, Blockbuster.
Oh, yes.
And we would stack up on all the police academies and spend 48 hours straight watching all of them while we did like all the sound effects and stuff. That was great. So, yeah, I would say I was into those movies as a kid, kind of as much as anybody who grew up in the 80s was.
Right. You grew up in Chicago.
Yep. Chi-town.
Yeah. Your father is of Indian descent and your mother is Polish, but you grew up speaking Polish in the house?
I did. Naprawdę. Tak. Buzi gdzie? Dałem buzi. We're just blowing kisses, guys. No bigs. No bigs. So, yeah, it was a very strange upbringing.
It was amazing. I don't know if there was love, romance, deals.
It was just that Dami Buji means give me a kiss. So it was like blowing kisses and stuff. It was sweet.
Adorable. Yeah. That's so nice. What did your parents think about you becoming an actor or pursuing that?
I think they knew right away it was probably one of the only career choices for me. So it really worked out. I think, I had some energy that needed to be focused. And my family always encouraged the arts. My grandparents definitely did. And I grew up living with my grandparents, too. And so I was lucky. I grew up in an environment where they were definitely open to it.
You moved to L.A., and you're going out for roles. Was Hollywood trying to typecast you based on your ethnic background? Like, were you only going out for Polish roles?
You know... Thank you for finally understanding the struggles. What's funny is that I've never had that. I tell everybody this is a fact, that I have played 5 different Sanjays. Let me tell you, as an actor, trying to find nuance and differentiate between 5 different Sanjays is, it's a gift. It is. It's a gift.
Are you ready to take on and ask me another challenge?
I think I am. I mean, yeah. I mean, we have to do this, right?
That would be awesome. All right, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Let's do it.
Let's welcome back your opponent, Adam Savage.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. Adam, From your days at Industrial Light and Magic, you built props and models for such films as Terminator 3, The Matrix sequels, Phantom Menace, so your movie chops are pretty good.
Oh, man.
Well, all those movies sucked.
Good enough. And Danny, as you mentioned, your character on Community, Abed is a walking encyclopedia of pop culture knowledge and knows a lot about movies.
I don't see how that's going to help him.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Character is the key word there.
Well, we were just hoping, and we just decided to write a game based on hope. This game is about great one-liners that you hear in action-adventure films. Jonathan and I are going to do some very dramatic readings from classic action films, and all you have to do is tell us the title of the film they come from. And NPR's legal department has asked me to warn you that we're going to be using some loud sound effects. So don't panic. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
For this first question, Jonathan.
Yes.
You are a terrorist played by Gary Oldman.
Uh-huh.
And I am Harrison Ford.
You made one mistake when you killed my pilot, Mr. President. No one left to fly the plane. I got parachute. Whatever happens, you lose. I win.
Get off my plane. Danny.
Air Force One.
Yes!
Now I can relax.
You're on the board. Whatever happens now,
yeah,
you're on the board.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. See, Mom?
Now I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jonathan, you're my wife, Sharon Stone.
That makes sense. Honey, you wouldn't hurt me, would you, sweetheart? Sweetheart, be reasonable. After all, we're married.
Consider that a divorce. Adam.
Total Recall.
Yes!
Oh. That sound effect is like a bass drum falling down the stairs.
It also happened the moment I hit my buzzer. I thought I got a new sound effect.
We did that just for you, an really explosion.
Yeah. That would be good.
Adam, when you push that button, someone that you do not know.
No, don't push it!
You've got it wired up to your opponent. Brilliant.
Good instincts. If you see me running when I'm, like, you see me on the street and I'm running, you should just try and keep up.
Now I'm Sylvester Stallone and Jonathan's the supermarket killer. And he's got hostages.
Now you bring in the television cameras in here now. Come on, bring them in.
Can't do that.
Why?
I don't deal with psychos. I put them away.
I ain't no psycho man. I'm a hero. You're looking at a
swear word.
Hunter. I'm a hero of the new world.
You're disease and I'm the cure.
Adam.
Cobra.
Yes!
Wow!
Deep cut. That's a deep cut right there.
Remember Air Force One? Remember that one? Thanks so much.
You nailed that one. You
Thanks
really
so
nailed that
I
one.
Just,
it was fast. It was like right there.
Just yeah. Put it all into it.
I mean,
you know?
Adam's gotten a lot of answers right, but not as well as you got that one right.
Now I'm Danny Glover, and Jonathan's an evil South African official who's just shot my partner. Drop the gun, bleep hole.
Diplomatic immunity.
It's just been revoked. Adam.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Yes! Now, Jonathan, for this one,
yeah.
You are a bad guy lying on the ground.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots, or was it only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being as this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, that would blow your head clean off. You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk? Danny.
Dirty Harry.
Yes! This is your last clue. This time, Jonathan.
Yeah?
You're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Finally.
Yes. And I'm a bunch of kids. What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Danny.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yes. Yeah! Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for the score. Art?
I was so hoping this was going to happen. It's a tie.
All right.
I gotta get to the roll. All right. You wanna play games? Okay, I play games. Come on, okay. You wanna play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend. Adam?
Scarface.
That is correct.
They are shaking hands. What an inspired game. Thank you both for playing. Let's hear it for our special guests, Danny Pudi and Adam Savage.
So you think you're lonely? Well, my friend, I'm lonely too. Want to get back to my city by the bay? Whoa, whoa, whoa. When the lights go down in the city, the sun shines on the bay. Oh, I want to be there in my city.